Elio, we're gonna do the song again with you.
Some of it, Yeah.
Okay. As we mentioned, Shalashud this time, we were speaking about the fact that Hashem has given us the gift of this time period to really take inventory and really giving us the space and the opportunity to renew ourselves and to start fresh our association, as we said last week, with Teshuvah. Of course, the Yetzirah wants to always block as much as it can, and to block any progress for someone being able to let go and to be able to be new. Va'ata, ein va'ata, ata means now, is lashon tshuva, his chachas, renewal, for a person to realize that I can dream whatever I want to dream, I could be whatever I want to be. The averis themselves, as we know in the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, says that we create a proklet, a person creates a prosecuting angel, as we're going to say in Nesana Toikif. The Yad called Adam Chosim Boy is that we sign. The Tomer Devora speaks about when a person does something, whatever you do, you're creating angels. We're creating malachim. We create power. We create forces. We create forces in heaven. It's one of the reasons why we blow the shofar. One of the reasons where we want Hashem to be the judge and nothing else, because from our actions we create literally da ma lemala mimcha. Know that which is above is from you. Pashup shat the mission. That's not what it means. Da ma lemala mimcha, right? Know what's above you. But the tzaddikim, it's funny. They say the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh HaChaim said the same shot on that. Da ma lemala is Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is your shadow. Whatever you do down here creates something in Shemayim. We create something in Shemayim. Amalek is the opposite of that. Amalek wants us to say, whatever you do is your kaif. Amalek, they say, is amal kaif. You're like a monkey. Monkey, right? That's what they say in the world. Right? And if you look in any a book, science book, or a book, I know we have at home for the kids, you know, a book of to see animals, and in the animal in one of the pages when it talks about mammals and this, so in it also has a picture of human beings, and the human beings are in the same category as animals. That's how the world looks at a human being, as apes, another form of, right? I told you that last year. When I went to the zoo and I looked up the chilek between a chimpanzee, between a monkey and a ape. So I looked up in ChatGPT and it told me a whole thing. One of the characteristics of apes or whatever it is also human beings, right? Amalek, that's amal koif. It means what I do doesn't make a difference. Doesn't make a difference. Zok tzadikim, the tzadikim tell us it's the exact opposite of that. Da ma lemala is mimcha. Whatever happens is mimcha. It's from you. You create these powerful, you create angels. Each and every one of us creates so much when we do things. Every maisa that we do, everything that we do is so powerful. So powerful. You do a maisa mitzvah. As I could prove to anybody at any time that you have many more mitzvahs. Much more mitzvahs than a person has averus. The Yetzirah, of course, doesn't want you to think like that. The Yetzirah wants you to think, you're a bad guy. That's one of the main avodas of the Yetzirah. Because if you knew that you're good, you're all good, In reality, it's not like a pep talk. You're really good, you're really good. And I'm willing for anyone to challenge me. It's not for this, I wouldn't mind doing it publicly. Also, I don't know if it's the forum for now, but I could guarantee to anybody, anyone, right? It says, Kol HaOmer Vayechulu. Anyone who says, Vayechulu Meichlin Le'al Kol HaVanois of Kiddush, Shabbos, Shechina Shoyre B'neim. Okay, the list continues and continues and continues. But what's the pshat? What's the pshat? The pshat is that the Rabbanu Shalom gave us this time period. This time period is such a gift from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem to take it slow, to look at Elul, to look at the Yomim Noraim, to look at Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and to examine what type of year do I want to have. Zachar Bayracha Bimei Bacharasecha. I was waiting to say this, and I have good news and bad news for everybody. I have good news and bad news. Why did I want to sing Kikara Velecha Adavar Ma'oid? Beficho Vavavcha La'asoysa is this week's parasha. Here it is. I actually had a chiddush. I think it's Avram, Beschlis Avram Sofer, running back and forth. Avram works, by the way, Avram's chitzonius is only a drop in the bucket of his pnimius. I've spent time with Avremel, with Avram. It's nice that he has the Nanachman. We love Nanach. We love the Schluss. Why is the Schluss? The Schluss. Yeah, that makes sense. Tzvi also. Tzvi is a big Oved Hashem. I don't have a list yet of all the guys going to Uman. What I love about the guys going to Uman is each and every one of them is a bigger Oyved Hashem than the next. Yeah, each one of them. Each one who's going to Uman. You look at Yehuda, you're not going. Really?
First year
I'm going to be in Yeshiva. Okay. Going to be in Yeshiva. Okay, right. Aviel is a big Oyved Hashem. Where's Shlomo? Shlomo Rosenthal. All the big Oyvi Hashem. Avremel, Tzvi, Singer. It's not the child we go to Uman just because we go to Uman. You work on Rosh Hashanah. You work on yourself. They work. Oyvi Hashem. Oyvi Hashem. Here's the bad news and the good news. We always say, who's going? Who's going? Yeah. You're going to Uman. Uh-oh. Okay. Aaron, okay. Great. Okay. I mean, I didn't get to know you guys yet, but it makes sense. Makes sense. You're here in Shir. You're here in Yeshiva. You guys are not easier to work, right? It's harder to work in than to work out. So you guys are working in. You're working in. Bad news, yeah. So here we're going to do the bad news and then the good news. We've done the bad. Why are you going?
He just works in. He works in.
Not yet.
Okay, we'll start with the bad. Let's start with the bad news. This is one of my favorite presentations, I'll call it. I have bad news, very bad news, and very good news. Okay? Those who've been in yeshiva before know what I'm going to say. And we always go with the bad news first. We're always going to go with the bad news. The bad news is, we do, Aviel, you want to say it? The bad news is, Ari, go.
You're going to have a terrible marriage.
Go. You're going to have a terrible marriage. Yeah, he's right. No, he's right. He's right. Woo! See, Ari knows. Now, wait, I want to say something. Ari doesn't have bad news. Because Ari's heard this, and he's therefore doesn't have the bad news. I only have good news for Ari, because Ari's going to have a great marriage. Yeah. And the reason Ari, so now I already jumped to the good news, but let's backtrack. The bad news is, before you get to the level of Ari, or before you get to the level of just, it doesn't just happen. Ari's been sitting here for 3 years, working on himself. Mamish, that's how it, that's the, that's the, That's the good news. But it's important to stay with the bad news, because the bad news is true. Statistically, and based on your trajectory, there's patterns. We all have patterns. Your trajectory and the way the world goes, your desires are not going to get easier. That does not happen. Your desires, unless you're like 95, your desires are not going to get easier. Your desires are only going to get stronger and stronger. Marriage will not fix your desires. If you struggle with certain things now, you will struggle with them when you're married also, and it'll be even worse because you're married. So you're in bigger trouble. I don't want to say any negative things about anybody. That's the truth. That's the truth. If you have an anger problem, so you got angry at your roommate, so you got angry that you didn't like this, you didn't like that, or you beeped at the guy, you sat on your horn beeping some guy in traffic. Shkoyach. Welcome to the world. Welcome to the world. I don't use my horn. I sometimes get... Come on, guys. Exactly. It's not road rage, it's rage. You don't have road rage. If a guy, ready, I don't like talking about this publicly, but in a certain way, I do like talking about it publicly. It's being recorded, so I feel a little bit sensitivity. But I've spoken about this many times. Your toilet in your room being dirty when you leave it a certain way. You leave it a certain way, that's on you. You want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. You want to smell good for people. Why? Why? That's the bad news. The bad news is assume... Okay, the Olam's excited Sunday. Yeah, go. Let's go. Akiva Adler. I would want Akiva to be, it's very good that you're saying that. See, we're already switching to the good news already. If Akiva was my, okay, this fits.
Happy birthday to Akiva.
Big birthday. So I would want to be, if Akiva was my father, I would want to have a father like Akiva, who's very, very nice. Very sweet, yes. Akiva has.
Tati Akiva.
So now like this, the bad news is assume your tivus, your laziness, your insecurities, all your stuff. So someone's going to say, okay, so what am I going to do? So what am I going to wait for? Does that mean that everybody who gets married is all perfect? The answer is absolutely not. That's not the point. The point is, Where are you closer to Yerushalayim? One of the tzaddikim said, where are you closer to Yerushalayim in a certain way? If I'm on a bus, I don't know the bus routes over here. If I'm on a bus in Yerushalayim, heading on the 443 here, or if I'm on a bus here, heading to Yerushalayim, where am I closer to Yerushalayim? In a certain way, if you're on the bus headed towards Yerushalayim, you could be in Tzvas, and it's a two-hour bus ride, but you're on the way. That's tshuva. Tshuva is not that you're there. Tshuva is not that you arrived already. It means that you are on that path. So the bad news is, and I say this to everybody, very, very, it's very important to know this. The bad news is assume that you're not going to be a good husband, because the statistics are that you're not going to be a good husband. And by the way, if you're not a good husband, you probably won't be a good father either. because it means you don't work on yourself so much. And if you're not a good father, I don't know how you're going to do at work. I don't know what's going to be your relationship with Hashem. I'm not even talking about Olam Haba. I'm talking about Olam Hazeh. And you guys are young. Now, why am I saying that? Because the Pasuk says something very clearly here. The Pasuk in this week's parasha says, Umal Hashem Elokecha Slevavcha, the Es Levav Zarecha. I'm supposed to circumcise. I'm supposed to take my heart, that I have trouble with my heart, and I'm supposed to do something, which is actually Rosh HaTevis El. I'm supposed to get in touch with my emotions. I'm supposed to understand my relationship with Hashem. What does Levav Zarecha have to do with anything? What does that have to do with my children? So it hit me as we were singing before. And the Baal HaTurim says, Rosh HaTevis Elul. That's why we say Slichas. Lule is Oisius Elul. That's why we say it. Lule Hemanti. That's why we say the Kapitel of L'David Hashem Oiri. It's one of the reasons. There are other reasons. L'David Hashem Oiri Zu Rosh Hashanah. But what's the point? The point is, who are your children going to be? What you do now, what you create now, when you start cleaning the toilet, pardon my being so honest about it. If you don't clean the toilet, so people, what's the answer? Oh, well, now I don't clean the toilet after I go to the bathroom, pardon me. It's because I don't really care about my roommates, but my wife and my children, then for sure I'm gonna, what's the answer to that? Not true. Why? Because who are you going to love more? Your wife or your children? Or your roommate? Your wife and your children. So therefore what? Who do we hurt? Who do we hurt the most? People who are closest to us. Who gets to see? And this is the other chiddush I had from sitting next to Avremel and Yosef over here. Ki karoy ve'lecha hadavar ma'oid. Tshuva is very close to you. You think it's about cleaning my toilet for my roommates? No. Am I part of the solution in life in general, or am I part of the problem? Am I someone who's going to stand up? I don't know if you guys know Gershon Levy. I don't know if you guys know Gershon Levy. Yeah, yeah. Gershon is a person. Get to speak to Gershon, a warrior. Gershon's a person who is someone who will have an amazing marriage. He's going to be an amazing father. Why? For one reason. I know it for a fact. Because he ripped himself and uprooted himself and says, I'm going to be a great father. I'm going to be a great husband. I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to change my life. And dead fish go with the flow. Don't forget that. Most people, the crowd is lost. What are you following the crowd for? The crowd is lost. People will bobblehead and shake whatever people are selling. But for a person to go ahead and mull Hashem Elokechas Levavcha, it says that the Torah tells us, V'haya ki yavayu alecha kol advar ma'ila, asher nasati lefanecha, what does it say, v'ashevois alevavecha? You're going to go ahead and you're gonna think. V'shafta ad Hashem Elokecha. It's a haftacha that if I think about my life and I say I want to be a good husband, I want to be a good Jew, I want to connect. Why did I love singing Avram's song, Hakadosh Baruch Hu? I love you. Bring me close to you. What's the pshat? Why is that such a beautiful song? Because And last night I must have heard that song, I don't know how many times. Elia's song. I was, what are the words? I won't let go, what does it say? Say the words, I want to hear the words to that song. The I won't let go. I'm not going to let go, I will never. I won't let go of you. Keep on going. I've got more. All I have is you, more. No, there's another part that was also very deep, the way you said it. Yeah, and searching. It's like his commitment, your commitment. I'm not going to let go. You said something like, I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let go. Okay, I'll have to chazer it over. See, I have to chazer. Aliyah to Chazer. I only did it. No, I reached out to Aliyah. I said, why? Because you think about that. You say, I am committed. I am committed. Umal Hashem Elokecha. Otherwise, what? Your children. Levav Chavias, Levav Zaracha. It's going to affect your wife, who you're going to marry. It's going to affect who you marry. People say, oh, so it makes a difference what I do, that Gershon is here doing what he's doing. It's going to make a difference. The answer is, oh, yeah, it's going to make a difference. Because otherwise, you got bad news for you. As I've said many times, if you're looking to have a beer with your kala, you're looking to have a good time with your kala, you're looking to have to find someone who is equal to you, as opposed to saying, I want someone who's great, who's incredible. So imagine if you make yourself greater. We take this time during Elul and Rosh Hashanah to really dig deep. You could get over your tivus. You could become a Baal tshuva. You could go ahead. You could become someone who does tshuva. You could be someone who takes his life, and one day it was this way, and you could change yourself. Ki karei ve'lecha davar ma'id. It's so close to you. It'll affect your wife. It'll affect your children. It'll affect your grandchildren. It'll affect your entire future. I'm not even talking about Olam Haba. I'm talking about your strength, the strength that we have. I know a little bit. I'm getting to know a little bit. Shui Sonnenberg, Mamish, a little bit. Yeah. Meaning to take your life, you know, people think if you take your life seriously, you take your life seriously, right? Ari, we were just learning about it a little bit. A person takes his life seriously, and you take yourself seriously, and you clean up your mess, and you say, I am committed to be shomer. You know how hard it is. I have to tell you in our generation, including myself. When I was in yeshiva, I learned in down south on purpose. You couldn't see something if you wanted to see something. There was nothing to see. There was nothing to see. There was no access to see anything. Nothing. I remember the Bulls were in the championship. It was Michael Jordan's first win, first championship. I think it was 1990. I'm in yeshiva, and I remember going to one of my friends' house in Be'er Sheva with like a black and white television that we had. You can't imagine what we had to do. We had to put, like, for the antenna, we had to get these hangers and to like click it in to somehow, like, the television was this black and white blurry thing to get glimpses of watching the championship game. I remember this, sitting with him. Whenever I see him, we laugh about it. I'm saying that was the, so I'm not better. I'm not saying I'm better, the opposite. To be shomer yourself, to be shomer, like Rabbi Kolodetsky said, a tzaddik, a gadol, for a person to be shomer himself one time, to close your eyes, say, I don't want to see things anymore. I want to close my mouth. You don't think that's going to affect your marriage? You don't think that's going to affect in a good way? That's not going to affect your lashon hara? As one of the things that I tell anyone that when they start a home, are you learning Hilchos Lashon Hara? The Chafetz Chaim's Yard site is in a few days. We'll talk more and more about it. Do I want my home to be a home that's love and connection? I'll talk a little Shalom Bias. I'm giving a little Shalom Bias in about an hour. I give a Shalom Bias here, and I say this all the time. Your wife will be beautiful to you, and she'll feel beautiful when you see your wife as beautiful. That doesn't start when you're married with three kids, with five kids. It starts learning, that a person learns. You learn how to be shomer yarinayim. You learn how to make sure the bathroom is cleaned up. It's one of my favorite things that I do. I'm not flying, not that I know of, not for a little bit. So I don't like to give myself an ayin hara, but I fly, and many times I get upgraded, and I fly, okay, it's beschus you guys, and I fly a business class, and sometimes I'll come out of the bathroom. I'm telling you, these are people who are paying $10,000, I don't pay that money. People are paying $10,000, $8,000 for a seat, and sometimes I'll come into the bathroom, and there's stuff on the seat. I'm like, you gotta be joking. I don't judge anyone. I'm saying, that's the guy I want to be. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be the guy. Now it's hard because you got to clean up the seat, because otherwise you walk out and the guy who walks out after you is like, oh, you messed up the seat. That's one of the worst. When I go into a bathroom here, it's the worst, because otherwise I come back out. I'm like, oh, no, you don't get, like, what am I going to say to the guy? What am I going to say? You're walking out, the guy's walking in. No, someone else made the mess. So you got to clean up someone else's mess. I don't want to clean up someone else's mess. I got enough of my own mess that I got to clean up. When I'm finished cleaning up my mess, that's what the tzaddikim, Rabbi Hollander. Rabbi Hollander. Okay. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm not a tzaddik. I'm far from a tzaddik. I got a lot to clean up for myself. But Baruch Hashem, that's the good news. The good news is you're 17 years old. The good news is you're 20 years old. The good news is you're 23 years old, you're 25 years old. The good news is you can get on the right bus. You can get on the bus and say, so let me start reading books about my anger. Let me start listening to a shir. Let me start understanding where what your Shabbos. Your Shabbos is not just going to show up. Your Shabbos doesn't just show up. Baruch Hashem, in yeshiva, we have a beautiful Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, it gives a tam of what Shabbos is. But like I spoke to the Chevra Friday night at the table we were talking a little bit about. You want to have conversations with your children. You want to sit down and put your arm around your children and talk and have conversations with them about life. You got to have answers to that. Or you could be honest with yourself enough. That's why someone like Shui, I didn't say it, I didn't. Shui Sonnenberg, it's one of the things. Shui Sonnenberg is, in my opinion, and like I said, I just met him, just talking a little bit, will be able to have conversations with his children, will be able to develop a close relationship with his children, with his family. Can you develop a close relationship with your family? Could you develop, I'm not saying that as musr, chas v'shalom. I'm not saying that as musr. I'm not giving anybody musr. I'm just saying it's real. It's real. It's real. It's real. Kikara yveilecha hadavar ma'oid. It's very close to you. Tshuva is closer to you than you think. It's your family that you're going to give birth to. It's your future that you're going to have. Umal Hashem alokecha slevavcha v'yes levav zarecha. It's going to affect your children. How long are you going to be able to say, right, the child's from my wife's side, right? It's from the other side of the family. That don't work. That doesn't work. Okay, Hashem should help us all. We'll learn a little Hilchos Lashon Hara. Who's Avram? There's no bigger nachas, I could just say. There's no bigger nachas to me, right, Baruch Hashem, that there is no bigger nachas. I'm being honest. It's strange. Avram, maybe he'll be upset that I'm saying it, but I'm just sharing as my son. There's no bigger nachas to be mashpia, to have a chat of everyday Hilchos Lashon Hara. I don't want my kids, and I don't think I've ever told my kids, don't speak Lashon Hara. It's not possible to speak Lashon Hara. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara in my house. Me and my wife, we learn the Sefer all the time. I have the Sefer right by my food anytime I put something in my mouth. Why? Because I'm trying to tell you everyone, oh, how great I am. No, I'm telling you how human I am. I'm telling you how not great I am. And I'm a person who doesn't like to talk about other people. But if you're not learning Hilchos Lashon Hara, you're going to speak Lashon Hara. Not because you're a bad person, because we're human. You're going to fall into your taivas. Not because you're a terrible guy, just because you're human. And Elul and Rosh Hashanah this time is to recognize that I'm really, you guys, everyone here, you're so blessed. We're so blessed. That's the good news. Maybe, Ari, we don't have to say bad news anymore. We could just say good
Shout
news.
Shout out Avram
just
Fisher.
Just say great news for
Abe
everybody.
Fish.
You could have a great marriage. You could
great
you could
guy.
You could push away your desires. You could fight. You can get it. I'm telling you, you can get it. You can get you. It's hard. The tithes are hard. You got to. This is the problem. This is the biggest problem. Is the phones are big problems. Big problems. Right? Big problems. Phones. For other reasons, not talking about it now. No Mike Monday, I think, Emir Tzeshem, tomorrow night. We don't have the exact subject, but I think I want to talk about therapy and healing tomorrow night. Tomorrow afternoon. Emir Tzeshem, therapy and healing, which is the therapist my only ticket to healing? Or is my therapy a piece of my healing? And are there other ways that I could heal as well? Because a lot of times people think like, oh, I could live the life. Oh, I got my therapist. Doesn't work like that. Doesn't work like that. We'll talk, Mr. Shem, tomorrow about that. Hilchos Lashon Hara. Avram, go. You want to read?
Yeah.
So Avram, thank you, Avram, for having a chat.
Avram Fisher.
They reached 500 people in the chat and counting, and they're going around the cycle. They finished twice already, purity of speech, and they're going around starting.
Host Reb Zev Shlita brought purity of speech to the yeshiva, so thank you, Reb Zev. I said you brought purity
said,
of speech to the
yeshiva. He said we
yeshiva.
Love you, Reb Zev. That's what he said. You're schluss. Okay, go. Let's wrap up. Go. Yeah?
Chavetz Chaim concludes his sefer by saying that one should cautiously measure his words. One should make sure that his words are accurate and comply with halacha. Then the Chafetz Chaim promises, one who fulfills these instructions will merit a great reward. Hashem will rescue you from the traps of the Yetzer Hara.
Thank you, Abe Fish.
Have an amazing first day of the rest of your life.
Yes, it's good.